The KVOE preseason area high school football tour continues. Our final stop this week is Opie, and we're previewing the Eagles here and joined now by senior Dexton Holting. And Dexton, you started three games last year and then had an injury, but the fellas were able to pick things up in your absence and go 8-3, but you're back and healthy and ready to go for a senior season.
Oh, it feels great. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back with my team. It seems like I don't know what it's like to play because it's been so long, but I've been with practice and I feel good and we're ready to go.
And what does it mean to be back with this team, knowing the success they had with some young pups that got thrown into the fire last year?
Well, yeah, it was definitely good for them. I mean, looking back, a lot of young kids got a lot of experience when they probably wouldn't end up getting experience if we didn't have injuries. I obviously was not the only one that got injured on our team. We had some other big seniors get injured that now are gone, but helped a lot of our young kids get reps and get in the game-like experience. So that'll be the good part. We'll have more experience come this year.
What does it mean to have Abbott Bailey back as a sophomore? And, you know, he really was able to do some good things as a freshman.
Oh, it's great. He brings injury every day, runs hard, lowers shoulder pads. He knows what it takes to win, and I know he'll put in the work to get us there. So.
And who else is going to be big for you guys?
Oh, across the board, we're going to have some kids that really step up and be big roles. Jaden Curzon's going to definitely be big. He's one of our bigger tackles. He's been a starter since his freshman year. He should definitely bring a lot of power to our offensive line. We got up front, we got all pretty good linemen. We got Eli Marks, the tailback. He runs hard, tries, makes good cuts. We got good wide receivers. Brecken McGuire last year, even though he played QB, he came back a little injured and still played in our last game, had a lot of catches, a lot of yards. We have a lot of height, and I think we got enough strength that we can do something with him.
And, of course, Coach Schmidt always schedules tough. The district is going to be kind of interesting. You're going to see Rossville, but week one, you guys are probably just focused on that with Osage coming in here first.
Yes, they're definitely good. They have a lot of skill. And they'll definitely bring us something. We know what we're going to have to work on guaranteed after we play them. And they'll definitely expose our weak spots, which is good. But I like that we have a tough schedule and we start off with a tough schedule.
Well, Dexton, thanks for the time and best of luck this season.
Thank you, sir.
Now joined by Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt. And, Coach, how's things gone here in the preseason? And how did the summer go for your fellas?
Well, you know, the kids started off this summer, hitting the weight room and doing a good job. We had team camp there in the middle of July and had good participation that week. And, I want the kids to get a little time off in the summertime. So, honestly, hopefully they got some time away from some things and got their bodies all, refocused and refreshed and ready to go for the season. And as you said, the beginning of practice here, I think that we've got kids that are coming in with good attitudes. They're working hard. And we're having to find new leaders, different leaders, and that kind of thing. But I think we got the type of kids that can become real good leaders.
What does it mean to have Dexton back after he only played three games last year, and then Brecken McGuire came in and did a significant good job leading you guys at QB?
Yeah, Dexton, I thought last year, he's a new kid thrown in at quarterback, but I really thought he took on that role pretty well. And really, he had made big strides from game one to game two and then the start of game three. And so I really, he's a kid that knows the game really well. He's going to give you everything he got. And again, he's one of those leader kids that I expect every night that will step up to the challenge and, the other kids will follow him.
You had several key freshmen contribute last year, and now they're sophomores, Abbott Bailey and Brecken McGuire, as we mentioned. What does that sophomore class mean, knowing they're a year older and know what it takes for Friday Night Lights and Opie?
Yeah, it's always when you're a freshman at this level, you're going to have some of that sometimes. So, as coming in as sophomores, you got Abbott, you got Brecken, Isaac Canute played some varsity time for us. So, again, we're expecting those kids to step into some shoes that are gone now and make be some athletes for us. And I think those kids are athletic kids that can go make plays on both sides of the ball for us. And they're confident kids. And obviously, getting that experience last year is a beneficial, and I expect them to just improve on that and be better players this year.
What do you like most about this team right now?
I just think this group is, they're working hard, and they're buying in that everybody's got to do their part. For us to be successful this year, everybody's got to do their role. They got to trust their teammate, their family member to do their part. And if we all do that, and do the fundamentals, if we can tackle, block, and execute, we'll compete with anybody we play.
I feel like every time when you put together your schedule, you always want to schedule tough because it's going to help you when it comes to the postseason. And, week one, right out of the gate with Osage, which will be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM, you'll see South Sumner, you'll see Care Paravel, who moves up to 11-man, just a lot more just to look forward to, but Osage is the first on your guys' mind.
Yeah, we take one game at a time, and obviously, like you said, Osage, we've played Osage. They're a team that likes to schedule us. We like to schedule them. It's close, and it's very competitive. They're a team that made a run in the playoffs. They lost to Nemaha Central. Probably gave Nemaha one of their toughest games of the year, especially scoring-wise. I think they put as many points on Nemaha as anybody did. And they got a lot of good kids back, and they're well-coached. I know Andy from a long time, and Coach Foote. They do a great job over there, so a great challenge for us. But that game won, no matter win or lose, they're the type of team that's going to show us what we got to get better at. And that's going to be very important for us going down the stretch, because I think our district is one of the toughest, if not the toughest, in 1A with Rossville, Care Paravel. You got Wabunsee, it's been playing really well. Mission Valley's in there. Shawnee. It's going to be a challenge every night. So starting off with Osage, and South Sumner's a new team coming up, but they've had great success in 8-man. And then we play Jayhawk Lynn week 3. That's our 3 non-district games. And Jayhawk has got a lot of kids back. We've had them in district the last couple of years. So that the biggest thing is we learn a lot, and hopefully we can stay healthy there going into district play.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this season. Looking forward to our chats every Friday morning on the Area Coaches Corner.
All right, Dylan, I appreciate it. Again, thank you guys for what you do for area schools and us, and look forward to working with you all year long.
Today's stop of the KVOE Preseason Area High School Football Tour in Opie has been brought to you by Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.